Middle East and Africa.
Syria's new opposition leader. Better than the one before? A different man faces the same problems.
Syrians can be forgiven for paying scant attention to the inauguration on July 6th of a new president of the Syrian National Coalition, the political opposition's umbrella group in exile. The new man, Ahmed Jaba, is a leader of the powerful Shammar tribe, which has branches in Syria, Iraq, and Saudi Arabia. A former political prisoner, he hails from the northeastern Syrian town of Hasaka. He is a respected figure. Yet there is little reason to believe he will wield more influence than his predecessor, Muaz al-Khatib, a prominent Damascus cleric. The rivalry of the coalition's two main Arab backers, Saudi Arabia, which is close to Mr. Jaba, and Qatar, whose preferred candidate narrowly lost the election, has long hamstrung the opposition. 2 days after Mr. Jaba's election, Hassan Hito, a protege of Qatar, who had been appointed as an interim prime minister in March, resigned, citing his failure to form a government in exile. Mr. Jaba may persuade Saudi Arabia to provide more humanitarian aid, but in view of Western anxiety over the increasing number of extremists in rebel-held parts of Syria, he is unlikely soon to secure advanced weapons to take on President Bashar Assad's forces. Mr. Assad's tightening grip over the most populous cities along a north-south axis in Syria's west has dimmed the prospects, always faint, of peace talks that were said to be in the offing in Geneva. Meanwhile, the fighting opposition inside Syria is growing ever more fractious. Two rebels were reported to have been beheaded recently in Darna, a town in Idlib, a northwestern province that is mainly in rebel hands, after they clashed with fighters from a rival group calling itself the Islamic State of Iraq and al-Sham, Greater Syria, in Arabic, which is tied to al-Qaeda. The group has been trying to make inroads into areas in the north that are held by more secular rebels. Mr. Jaba has a tough task ahead.